It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. Hello, my name is Spencer James Parks. Let's just go with the full three-name name. Let's do that. Today, we are here to talk about more F words, more face words. We got the face words are going to go into the next episode, so we're going to talk about some. Here we go. The first word in this episode is the second form of the word face. This one is a verb from the 15th century, starting with transitive, the action of facing. Number one, to confront impudently. That's like, we got another word later in this episode that I think is going to be kind of similar. To confront impudently. I am facing you because I am very angry at what you said to me. You said that my mother was not... I don't know where to go with that one. I'm confronting you. Okay, 2A. To line near the edge, especially with a different material. So you are putting an edge on maybe a fabric. You're putting an edge on it with some different kind of material, or you're facing it. Now, I don't, of course, do anything with materials and fabrics and hemming and all those. So sewing, I don't do anything with those things. So I have not heard of this used that way. But I guess in sewing and that world, working with the fabric, when you face something, you are lining the edge of it with a different material. Maybe a pillow? Maybe a pillow. 2B is to cover the front or surface of, as in, faced the building with marble. You faced the facade of the building with marble. You're putting a face on it. You got to put your face on. The building's got to put their face on. They can't do it themselves. They need somebody else to put their face on. And maybe it's marble. Marble. Number three, to meet face to face or in competition. You are facing off. We're going to talk about that later. To meet face to face or in competition. We're facing each other. We're jousting. No, that's fencing. Jousting is face. Okay, 4A. To stand or sit with the face toward. To stand or sit with the face toward. So if we're just sitting with our faces toward each other, we're facing each other. That's all it is. I'm facing you, camera. Hi, camera. You're my best friend. Number 4B is to have the front oriented toward. I don't know if you can hear it. I'm hearing it. I feel like I'm getting some high-frequency bounces. Maybe I can get rid of that if it comes through, but I don't know what happened. What changed? Where's the sound bouncing from? Woo! Is it an echo? Anyway, to have the front oriented toward, as in a house facing the park. I don't know why, but the first thing I thought of was those houses from... Full House. I think they're called the Painted Ladies. They're in San Francisco. I've seen them a couple of times. They are, if I remember correctly, they are literally facing a park. There's a big old park across the street. And so the front of the house is facing that area. That's what it is. That's it. Okay, 5A is to reorganize and deal with straightforwardly. To organize straightforwardly, to deal with straightforwardly, as in face the facts. You got to face the facts. You got to deal with it in a straightforward fashion. Face the facts. This podcast is unsuccessful. Hey, I faced those a long time ago. 5B, to master by confronting with determination. As this is used with the word down, as in faced down his critics. He's got critics because he's got an unsuccessful podcast? No. To master by confronting with determination. When you are facing down your critics, you are definitely determined. You're like, I don't care what you say. We're going to have a confrontation. We're going to argue. We're going to discuss this thing that you're so critical on me for. And I'm so determined. 6A, to have as a prospect and then also be confronted by, as in face a grim future. I often feel like we are facing a grim future. Is that the pessimist in me or is it the realist in me? Politically, climate changedly, we potentially have a grim future. I don't know. I want to be optimistic. There's a lot of things that I am optimistic about, but I have as a prospect, I am being confronted by a future that looks like it could go in a grim way. Okay. 6B, to be a prospect or a source of concern for. To be a prospect or a source of concern for. Okay, so this is like similar to the last one, but it's like the thing that is doing the thing, as in the problems that face us. Yes, the problems that are facing us, we are facing those. That these problems of climate change and politics and so many other things, I can't even think about them. They are facing us, and so then we are now facing a grim future because of them, possibly, potentially. 6C, to bring face-to-face, as in he was faced with ruin. Ruin came face-to-face to his face, so he was faced with it. I'm sorry, I'm saying face too much, but it's hard not to. He was faced with ruin. That's it. Number 7, to make the surface of flat or smooth. And the thing that this might be happening to is a stone, possibly. In the previous episode, we were talking about the face of a stone that was partially submerged in water or sand or dirt. And so, to make the surface of a stone flat or smooth, maybe the water, as the water is going over the stone, it is facing the stone to make it smooth. It's very slowly, with erosion, it's becoming smooth. That would be happening under the water as well. Obviously, it's got to be submerged in water for that to happen. But I guess you can also face a stone by yourself. If maybe you put it in one of those tumblers. Maybe there's other ways. Maybe you can sand it. I don't know. Can sanding smooth stone? Number 8. To cause, to face in a particular direction on command. And the people who you might be causing this to happen to would be troops. What do they say? Face forward, troops. Now it's time to face forward. I don't know. What do they face? They say about face. That's one of the things they say. All right, now it's time for intransitive. Number 1, to have the face or front turned in a specified direction. There's no example. To have the face or front turned in a specified direction. Well, the troops are going to have their faces turned when their sergeant says, yo, face this way, dummy. Number 2, to turn the face in a specified direction. To turn the face. Okay. We got a phrase, face the music. The third Bill and Ted movie, wasn't that Bill and Ted Face the Music, if I'm remembering correctly? I think so. This is to meet an unpleasant situation, a danger, or the consequences of one's actions. Oh boy, that because it's all about time travel, and they love music, this phrase, this subtitle or whatever of the movie has so many layers to it. Doesn't it? Yes, they are facing the music. They love music. I don't remember the whole movie exactly, but they have to deal with their actions. Yeah. They have to deal with unpleasant situations, right? Don't they have to, like, save the universe or something? I can't remember. I should watch it again. Those are silly movies. Face the music. What's the etymology of Face the Music? Do I need to look into this and put it in the show notes? Why is that meeting an unpleasant situation? Music is not unpleasant. Most music is not unpleasant. Why is that an unpleasant situation, a danger, or the consequences of your action? You gotta face the music. I feel like it should be something else. You gotta face the slime. You gotta face the bomb. You gotta face the poops. All right, enough of that. Sound effect time. Let's see. Let's go. The next word is face angle. Two words. Noun from 1913. An angle formed by two edges of a polyhedral angle. Two edges. So this is the outside of a thing, of a shape with flat edges, right? I think that the outside part of that angle is the face angle. I think. Right? Because it says the angle formed by two edges of a polyhedral angle. Sure, why not? If I'm wrong, deal with it. The next word is face card. Two words. Face card. Noun from 1826. This is, you might already know this, it's a king, queen, or jack in a deck of cards. Why? Because they have faces on them. They have literal faces on them. The jacks, the queens, the kings, they have faces. We call them the face cards. The face cards. I mean, it's so on the nose. It's kind of silly, but that's what we call them. They're worth. What? How did cards get made? Why was it numbers and then royalty? I never looked into the history of playing cards. Why did we go with royalty? We've got to have faces on our cards. I'm going to itch my eyeball, or really my eyelid. Next is face-centered. Two words with a hyphen. Adjective from 1913. Same time as face angle. This is relating or being a crystal space lattice in which each cubic unit cell has an atom at the center and at the corners of each face. It says compare to body-centered, and I think that we need to look up face-centered, because that was kind of a complicated definition. Let's look at that again. Relating to or being a crystal. A crystal space lattice, is that one word, one idea, one thing, in which each cubic unit cell has an atom at the center and at the corners of each face. A cubic crystal system. Let's put this link in the show notes for cubic crystal system. So there's a cube, face-centered. Okay, so there's a cube. You can imagine a cube. There's dots at all the corners. Are those atoms? I don't know. Body-centered shows there are lines that come from each of the corners to the center, and then there's another dot there in the center. Maybe that's an atom. But face-centered is where on each face of the cube, there are lines that come from the corners, and so there's a dot at the center of each of the faces. So maybe that's an atom. But what is this? In crystallography, the cubic crystal system is a crystal system where the unit cell is the shape of a cube. This is one of the most common and simplest shapes found in crystals and minerals. But what? Body-centered cubic lattice has one lattice point in the center of the unit cell in addition to... This is, I mean, I get it, but I don't fully understand, like, what, it's just how it's formed. There's an atom in the center of the face of a unit cell. I don't know what that is. Interesting. Okay, so I'll put a link, and you can go read up more about it. Face cloth, one word. Noun from 1602, the synonym is washcloth. Why am I not singing anymore? I need to sing more. Why? I don't know. Washcloth is the same as face cloth. When you're washing your face at the end of the day, you're using a cloth on your face. It's a face cloth. Face cloth. Yep, that's it. Some people just call them face cloths, I guess. Sorry, that's bad. Face cord, two words. Cord is C-O-R-D, noun from circa 1926. This is a unit of wood cut for fuel equal to a stack 4 by 8 feet with lengths of pieces from about 12 to 16 inches. So the length of each piece of wood is 12 to 16 inches. That's 1 foot or 1 foot 4 inches. And the length, no, wait, that's the length. Unit of wood is stacked 4 by 8 feet with lengths of pieces. Right. So what's the 4 by 8 feet? Is the stack 4 feet by 8 feet? I need to read this again. Face cord, a unit of wood cut for fuel. So you're using this in, I don't know, trains, furnaces, fireplaces, maybe not fireplaces, equal to a stack 4 feet by 8 feet with lengths of pieces about 12 to 16 inches. But it's a stack, so it's 3D, so it's got volume. So do we're missing the dimension there. So I guess the stack is 4 feet wide by 8 feet long, and then each piece in that area is 12 to 16 inches long. But then how high? Maybe it can go as high as it wants. It can go high as the eye of an elephant's eye. Face cord. Why is it called face cord? Tell me this. Tell me now. Okay. Next is the suffix faced with a D at the end. Adjective, combined form, comment. I don't know what that stands for. This means having such a face or so many faces. But there was, without the parentheses, it's having a face or faces. It's a type of face, such a face. Oh, such a face! Or so many faces, an amount of faces, like the example, two examples, rosy-faced. Rosy-faced. It's, you have it. Your face is rosy. Maybe you were blushing. Maybe you just have that skin condition, I guess, where your cheeks get rosy. For whatever reason, you are rosy-faced. So that's a type of face. And then there's also two-faced. Harvey Dent, he was two-faced. That's why they call him Two-Face. Two-faced, it's like, I'm a double agent. I'm telling you one thing and I'm telling you another thing. Hey, two-faced. Are there three-faced, four-faced? How many faces can you have? Okay, next. Face down, one word. Adverb from 1830. With the face down. With the face down, as in sliding face down. Maybe when you were a child and you went down the slide, you went face down because instead of on your butt, on your back, with your head up to the top, maybe you flipped over and your face was on the gross slide. Maybe your head was up near the top, or maybe your head was going down first. You were face down, face first. Oh. Hey, ha ha ha, wee, face first, that's next. This one is two words with a hyphen, though. It is an adverb from 1880. So they invented face down in 1830. But nobody did anything face first for 50 years. Okay, face first with the face foremost. Foremost, the face is going first. When you dive into the water, you are going face first. Well, it's really hands first. But it's face first opposed to feet first. There's an example. Hit the wall face first. I don't ever want to hit a wall face first. I love seeing, though, in movies when people hit walls face first. And you're like, it looks like it hurts, but it's so funny. What's that new... Oh, it's the new Despicable Me trailer. Some old lady in a grocery store who's chasing off after the wife and kids, and she runs into the door face first, and it's very silly. Face first is also an adjective. Face first. What any other examples of face down, face first? I don't know. I cannot sleep face down. I gotta sleep I gotta sleep face up. Is face up in here? It must be, right? It's gonna be in the next episode if it is. Yes, there it is. We got a couple of them. Okay, next. We've got now face fly, two words, noun from 1961. A European dipteran fly that is similar to the house fly is widely established in North America and causes distress to livestock by clustering about the face. All the flies come to the face of the livestock, the cows, the pigs, the horses, and they're like, get away, I'm eating you, I don't like this. That's why they're called face flies. The species name is Musca autumnalis. Looks like autumn in there. Musca autumnalis is the face fly. I wonder if it does it have a different name, a different common name? Or just, oh, look at those face flies hovering around the face. I didn't know this was a thing. Next, faceless. One word, adjective from 1568. Number 1A, lacking character or individuality. And the synonym is nondescript. As in, the faceless masses. When you put all the people together into a big mass, they become faceless. There's too many people to look at. So it's just like, it's just a big old mass of people. But then, you know, individual people can be kind of faceless. They are not two-faced. The two-faced person took one of the faces from the faceless person. That's why they're faceless. There's nothing... So when you're describing somebody as faceless with this definition, there's nothing really interesting about them, nothing that makes them stand out. They don't have any character, according to this. No individuality. Nondescript. Yeah, it's just like, oh, well, they're like, I don't know, they're a person. I guess they have a face. I didn't really notice their face. There wasn't anything special about their face. There's something special about all the faces. There is. 1B is not identified, and the synonym is anonymous, as in a faceless accuser. A faceless accuser. We don't know who the... Oh, I accidentally hit the button to start this, and I didn't want to do that. Nope. Cancel. I don't want to run OBS again. How many times did I hit the button? The accuser was like, I don't want people to know who I am. I want to be faceless in this situation. I want to be anonymous. Number 2, lacking a face. I mean, what else can you say about that? Lacking a face. What is lacking a face? There are creatures, I think, that are kind of faceless. They don't really have any identifying characteristics of, like, there's worms. Worms be faceless. Facelessness is a noun. Facelessness. Worms have the most facelessness. No, nothing from the ears forward. In fact, they don't even got ears. No eyes, nose, mouth, ears. That is the sound of a facelift. When you get a facelift, your face goes... facelift, two words, with a hyphen. Noun from 1934. Number 1, plastic surgery on the face and neck to remove defects and imperfections. And typical of aging. Imperfections typical of aging. Oh, you know, that natural process of aging that we are all going to go through unless you die early. Examples of these imperfections would be wrinkles or sagging skin. Oh, I'm sorry, but I have feelings about facelifts. I'm not going to go deep into that, but I'm just going to say that I don't think people should do this unless it's for, like, I guess, medical reasons, or, you know, if there's, like, I don't know, tumors or something like that, then maybe, okay. Now, listen, I'm just telling you my opinion. These opinions are not the opinions of other people. I'm just telling you mine. I think that there is something beautiful and special about the natural process of aging, and when people get facelifts and all this cosmetic surgery, right off the bat, they end up looking like each other. And the uniqueness is, I think, one of the great things about people and aging and all that stuff. And, you know, some people can do a good job with a facelift and make it subtle, but, like, what is it going to be? You're going to age. If you live long enough, you're going to age anyway. And what is it going to do? How is it going to look? It looks unnatural. I don't know. That's just my personal feeling. Hope that doesn't make you hate me. But then, of course, people go overboard, and that makes it worse, I think. I'm sorry. You got to do what you got to do. Listen, you got to, whatever feels right for you, you do that. I am a big supporter of that. As long as it's not hurting anybody, do what you got to do. It's just my opinion. This humble person's opinion, who just feels like they just look weird. Okay? I'm sorry. Whatever. Okay, fine. Number two, an alteration, restoration, or restyling as of a building intended especially to modernize. That building is so old, it's crumbly. We got to give it a facelift. Let's spruce it up. Let's make it look nice. Facelift the building. The facade needs a facelift. Facelift is also a transitive verb. Okay, next. It's face mask, two words, noun from 1906. This is a mask covering the face, as in football. This is a very important piece of technology because football is very intense. Now, people who play rugby, it's, I think, arguably more intense than football, American football I'm talking about, and they don't really wear any safety things. And so that's why people get hurt so much, but they love it. But yes, the face mask, you know, you got the helmet and the face mask, and you could get an elbow in there if you didn't have the face mask. And so it's, you know, it helps to keep you safe. I personally will not be doing any of these things because I don't want concussions or broken bones or, I injure myself enough as it is. I don't need other people to help to injure me. The last word in this episode is face off, two words with a hyphen, noun from 1896. One, a method of beginning play in which two opponents face each other and attempt to gain control of a puck or ball dropped or placed between them. Hockey has a face off. Does soccer? Football, soccer, do they have a face-off? Basketball has a face-off. I think they call it a jump-off. A jump. We jump ball. Let's jump. Let's jump for the ball. Any other ones? Not that I can think of. I'm sure there are. Yes. Examples. Oh, hockey. Yes, that's the other. And lacrosse, I guess. So the two examples that they give here, I didn't even think about. Of course, hockey. I don't know lacrosse, but I guess they have a face-off. I'm just going to place this ball in front of you, and you may now attack each other for it. Number two is the synonym is confrontation. That's it. You're confronting each other. You're putting your faces off. Face off. I mean, how can I not mention the movie Face Off here? We saw it. I think I mentioned this before. We saw it not that long ago. First time for me, I think maybe Sharon had seen it, and it is epic, and it is amazing, and it's just great. It's just great. Face off. And he literally says, face off. Okay, it is now time to pick a word of the episode. Today we had face angle, face card, face centered, face cloth, face cord, faced, face down, face first, face fly, faceless, face lift, face mask. Did I read that one? Yes, I did. Face off. That's what we got today. I think I'm just going to pick faceless as the word of the episode. Walking down the street being faceless. I'm part of the faceless masses. Don't look at my face. I want to be unassuming. Faceless. Do all of my songs sound the same? I think so. Not when I'm singing them at home. I have different songs at home. I'll try and do better. Okay. That's it. That's it. We got to the end. Faceless. That was the last one. I hope you enjoyed this so much. And now we will talk about another few movies. I'm feeling like, should I talk about these before we get to the Fs? I don't know. We'll just talk about them here. I'll go a little out of order. That's okay. Let's see. Inside Out 2. Oh, I've been looking forward to this for a while. Inside Out 2. It's good. I think some people like it even better than the first one. It's dealing with the new emotions that come during like adolescence time, 13, 14 years old, give or take. And there's some good new emotions, and people have been making jokes about, like, what would Inside Out 3 be like? It's funny memes about that. But yes, it's so good. Pixar can do no wrong, mostly. And yeah, just love the inner, talking about the inner workings of the brain and personality and interpersonal relationships and emotions and all this stuff. And yeah, it's a very good movie. I will definitely be watching that again. Wicked Little Letters, which of course I want to call Wicked Little Critters for all you They Might Be Giants fans. The true story about a mystery of who is sending these letters. What is it, like the early 1900s, maybe, in like England somewhere? Somebody is sending these nasty letters, and who is doing it? It's quite silly. Fun movie. And then let's mention Soul. Why did we watch Soul at this time? I can't remember. I think maybe Sharon hadn't seen it and she wanted to watch it. And so we watched it. Well, she started it. And then I came in a little bit later, but I watched the majority of it. Watched it recently. It's a good one. Dealing with death in kind of a fun way sometimes. Another one that really deals with, like, who are you? Your personality, all that stuff makes you think. Okay, that's the end of the episode. Thank you very much for watching this show on YouTube or the podcast places. Please go share and subscribe and do all those things. Please and thank you. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.